the technology of the 35th century, my favorite century. I talk about this in detail in my Time Travels from Our Future book, but this is some examples of some technology that you can look forward to. By the 35th century, we're going to have a food simulator that creates any meal you want just by your thoughts alone. I call this the mind witch machine. So you can think of the proverbial chicken sandwich, if you will, and then the machine creates it. It looks like a microwave, except your thoughts are all you need. There's no calorie problem with it. There's no danger to the food itself. It's very nutritious, and you can create anything you want. For people who like to look young, and, you know, we live in Los Angeles, at least I do all the time, this is the plastic surgery capital of the world, there's going to be the Alpha Singularium, which is, looks like an isolation tank. It's a very unusual device that sends energy signals to the body along with unusual sounds that allows the body to maximize its production of the hormone DHEA so that the average 35th century citizen will live between 500 to 900 years young with complete vitality. There's going to be teleportation devices so that you can travel locally by just beaming in and out, so to speak, although you don't dematerialize like on Star Trek, but they do have little teleportation stations in each home and office. So for local trips, you can just travel the speed of light and go anywhere you want locally. By the 35th century, the citizens work only about 15 hours a week. They have plenty of free time. There's no psychosis. There's no drug problems. There's no poverty. If you live in a very small apartment, you have these virtual reality techniques that can make a small room seem like a gigantic warehouse if you want. So these are, you can take an information pill, you can pop a pill in your mouth, and you have all the news that's fit to print, fit to swallow. You have complete knowledge of everything that's going on, both scientific, news, anything you want. So there's a lot of real positivity going on, and this becomes a real generational situation. The population of the world, by the way, I heard one of your little clips on the air, is actually about 1 billion people in the 35th century, not because of wars or disease, but because people simply don't procreate to the same level we do now. The reason this population problem is that we have on the earth now is due to underdeveloped countries mostly. Now, they have like 10 kids. The average Western civilization or technologically advanced ones have 2 or 3 children per family. Gosh.
But why does it have to be so far out? Why can't it be 2,100 or 2,200?
Well, you have to understand, you're not going to decrease 6.5 billion people. We don't know what it's going to be like by the end of the century. Maybe 9 billion are some of the predictions I've read, maybe even 10 billion or more.
True.
You're not going to knock that down to 1 billion in a century without doing some massive, 65 million, get rid of the dinosaurs kind of mentality here. So you're going to have to do this on a gradual level. But the key issue is not the population of the world so much. We'll be able to feed people with advanced technology. The issue here is the world peace and the idea of people not killing each other, not ripping each other off. That's the big picture here, you see?
Yes.
The rest of it is just sort of like if you stop polluting the lake, it eventually becomes clean again and fish can swim in it, things like that. So we're talking about some very, very positive things.